It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Have you changed your mind about a brand new sensual stadium? That's at 7:20 this morning. However, it is time for the NCAA tournament.
Strike up the music. Come on.
Fanta was calling us this week.
We were no selling them. We were so no selling them.
He was singing this, and I sang back the Stone Cold Steve Austin theme music.
It was 316, dude.
It was. I love John. I love John. This is his Super Bowl. This is his big moment. This is his one shining moment. And his kid is due like any day. I'm like, is he going to leave the tournament if the baby comes around? Like, yeah, I think they're getting very close there. But Fanta's been texting us like crazy.
We're 5 hours away, right?
Yeah.
When's the first game?
I thought it was high noon, right? Yeah. So we're very close to it. And Lyman, this used to be a big day for you. This used to be
the biggest day
for you. And it's kind of lost its luster for you. Is college basketball really worse? Is it really worse? Because I have a theory. If you say yes, I think you're going to say yes, but I have another theory behind it. So tell me why.
Yeah, I think it's...
Why is it worse?
The one good thing about the tournament is it's supposed to not matter whether you know the players or not, whether you know the coaches or not. You see two seeds, you root for Cinderella, and boom, it always kind of pays off in a big way. But I told you, this is the least amount of college hoops I've ever watched, and last year was pretty bad too, and a lot of it has to do with Ohio State being down. And we're rooting for Akron. We are rooting for Akron big time. When is Akron, by the way?
They're tomorrow night at 7:35. I think they may be 5 minutes after or the exact same time as the Perry Panthers take on Westerville North. Thank God for Extend Technologies, where I can watch two things at once with XTENDAV.com.
Yeah, we'll be flipping. But so, you know, I can't speak for everybody, but I've seen the ratings of the tournament. Still a massive property, still one of the huge, biggest TV contracts there are. But the ratings are certainly not what it was when I was younger. And it's pretty incredible how the transfer portal, one and done's been around forever, but the transfer portal, the fact that these teams just overhaul every single year. So you're never going to have that familiarity with the players and even the coaches. A lot of the coaches have left, although there are some familiar faces that are hoping to make a deep run. It's just never going to be the same for me. And I'll still have it on. I definitely will have it on, but I'm not going to be sitting there with 30 brackets and going nuts. And even my buddies, maybe it's because we're just older. We all have kids now. Like, this used to be a staple. Like, hey, we're meeting up at the bars for the opening.
I'm filling mine out literally as you're talking to me.
Right? Yeah. All right, who's going to win? Do you have it?
I only made it through the first side. I have Auburn, Creighton, Michigan, A&M, UNC. Nobody cares. Why am I saying that? I'm sorry.
So It's just, for me, it's just never going to be the same. And I'm curious about younger people, because we grew up, we talked about on the podcast and on the shows earlier in the week about how it was a given. You hope you're in a class where the teacher can wheel in the TV and
yep.
watch the tournament games, and it was awesome. And when we were young, we only had one game on, and you waited for them to go to the different games.
But they cut in.
Yeah.
And was it Greg Gumbel used to give you the update? Yeah. Let's take a live look into wherever. Mm-hmm. Let's go out to Portland. It was always Portland, it felt like, for us. Those were big deals. Yeah. It's just not a big I don't know if it's a – I really think maybe it's the proliferation of the online bracket, because once you get to hold the paper bracket, yeah. that's one thing that just – it just feels right in your hand and you can go around. I wish I could tell you why. I think there's plenty of big reasons that people say, but I go, that's not a reason why college basketball should just be lower than what it was. But college basketball isn't as good. I think it's not as good for a multitude of reasons. I think that there's – I think there might be guys – or at least I try to wonder – is it guys trying to do the same things they do in the NBA where there's just not as good a shooting as you're going to find? Or are they all good shooters now? Because you mentioned, you posited during the MAC tournament, you and I were sitting together during the Akron BG game, and there was just this baseline swing out to the top of the key. You're like, guys would not have tried that at mid-major basketball in 1998. They would not have tried to do that. That was high-level ACC, Big Ten stuff, and now everybody's trying that. And some of these things, like, every now and then you get it. A lot of times we're watching it. Guys, I love Akron, and I'm not trying to bag on BG or anything like that. You threw the ball away. I mean, they just go baseline and whoops. Like, there it goes. And so you're trying things. Maybe you're just trying it because you know you're down against Akron and you're not going to win against Akron. It's a first round. It's like maybe your last postseason game or your last game of the season. Maybe you're trying a couple different things. Maybe you're just hooping out there if you want to do that. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just asking. But I'll tell you this. If college basketball is worse, and I think that a lot of people think college basketball is worse, wouldn't the NBA stand to be worse then? Wouldn't it stand to be worse? If you have guys who should be in college basketball for 4 years now and they're just not going to be in college basketball, you mentioned Villanova, a team of grown men playing against 18-year-olds. When you have guys who have been there for 4 years, your body changes, your intelligence changes, your frontal lobe is starting to fully develop there. Like, you got a bunch of grown men, big men, playing against guys who are still kind of children in so many ways. Yeah, they're going to win. Okay, well, if the children are coming out, it used to be Kobe, Kevin, the extremely talented Hall of Fame level players. Now, it just seems to be about anybody.
Well,
and if you don't have it, like, it stands to make the NBA worse, wouldn't it? Because you're going to play those guys.
No, it's not worse, because the skill of the NBA players is so superior to where it's ever been my entire life. And I always bring up, it's just one guy, but I'm sure everybody could bring up one guy. Karl Anthony Towns. Like, the fact that somebody who's 6'11 shoots the three at 42% and can do it off the dribble. Like, the fact that Evan Mobley can do all the stuff you saw on display last night, where he scored 30 points and he's doing stuff that you just... But there was only like one guy in the league that could do that.
But
now every team has a guy. We had a caller say, well, they played Sacramento. Sacramento has... they're a weird team. They have all these different guys that can go off. I'm like, that's every team in the NBA
Evan
now.
Evan Mobley's
every
the perfect
team in the
example,
NBA though. Has eight guys that could drop 30 on any given day. That was not the case when I was younger.
Evan's the perfect example, though. He would just be coming out in the NBA at 23 years old now if it was 1987. I hate the gatekeepers, man. I hate it. And I defend a lot of the stuff that's occurring in NBA. The game has to evolve. It always evolves.
Yeah,
every
yeah.
sport does. But damn it, like, the things we've been, Evan's too lean, he's too thin, he's too meek. He didn't work that out in college when you and I were kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at, is that Grant Hill played 4 years in college, okay? You know, you go and consider Tim Duncan playing 4 years in college. Chris Paul, like, these guys, even go back to the Arkansas teams, Corliss Williamson or the Fab Five, they had 2 years, you know, where they had their guys. Like, those teams were not only extremely talented, had all the lottery picks, but then they stayed for 4 years. So those college teams were just way better than any of these teams that it's a new team every year. Remember Kentucky, he was just trying to get guys drafted. It was a new kid when Calipari was there. It's a new team every year, so you're never going to develop the chemistry unless it's like Villanova.
Uh-huh.
The rare occasions that you have guys that will actually stay.
And
So that to me is why the product is so inferior
True.
To what it was.
But my argument here, and I don't want to reach an impasse here where we're just not understanding each other. My argument is like, yeah, you got Karl-Anthony Towns, and you mentioned Evan Mobley. But I think there's less guys overall. If it were to be still the old ways, I think there's less guys. Like when I always made the reference about Colin Sexton that you got beat up for, even though I said, like, guys, you're on a bad basketball team. Someone has to score the 30 points a night. And it was Colin Sexton. And I'm looking at going, man, there's so many teams that are just hopeless bad right now. They're trying to figure some way out. And it's like, all right, you're going to have this kid who takes over and he's going to have to score the points. But I feel that maybe you would have a more finely tuned, ready to go player. Like Evan as a rookie would be better now than he was as a rookie then. And I know the NBA would like to take the guys and just develop them. Hey, our coaching's better.
Yeah,
our system's better.
The staffs are three times as large as they were, you know, 20 years ago.
I get that. And it makes sense. But when you're out there on the floor and I'm watching this, I'm going, this is ready for the NBA just because we know that he has talent. We're betting on his talent and we're going to develop him. But there was a time where there seemed like far less development going on out there and there was less teams. There's always been suck-ass, terrible teams at the bottom of the NBA. But there seems to be less development when you and I were kids than there is now. Now it's just like, hey, take the player one by one, and we're going to play the hell out of him, and we want to put the green light on him to shoot. Darius Garland, Colin Sexton, whether or not that works out, Evan Mobley. Like, hey, we got to worry on the threes. Because, how many years? Devin's been here, what, 3-4 years now? The last couple of years, shoot the three. I know you look like a sundial while you're doing it, but shoot the three. It was more developmental instead of, hey, let's go. Let's get going here. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, well, they're just like, you know, you see when guys like Kyrie and Darius Garland barely played college basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
These guys just don't need it. They don't need it. Like maybe they're a little further behind their rookie year, but the development that they're going to get once they get into the league for the guys that are good, they just have so many advantages. And I just think, unfortunately, with the college game right now, you know, it has not evolved in the same way the NBA has. You would think that, oh, yeah, kids are shooting in high school now from 26 feet when they never were allowed to do that, and big men are shooting three. That is true, but when you actually watch a college basketball game, like, I don't think that I'm seeing anything that is better than, you know, 15, 20 years ago. The NBA, I am. You're seeing skills at an NBA level that are just so far exceeding when it comes to footwork, when it comes to just... Once Steph Curry brought the three-point game to the NBA, like, it's just a very, very superior thing. College, I feel like I'm watching an inferior product. And it's one of a very few sports. I heard Colin Cowherd was talking about this. Like, there's just every sport is better than it was years ago because of all of that stuff. College basketball is actually not. College basketball is the one that's
definitely
not.
Worse. It's definitely worse. And I do believe part of it is that, hey, you had the Fab Five years ago. They made a documentary about it. Very good documentary. That was a controversial thing to do.
Yeah.
Is to play that many young guys. Now it's what you have to do. Well, if you're playing that many young guys who were just playing high school, I know that they come from big-name high schools and try to play against great competition, but it's still going to take something off of it when you play with these guys. And then, of course, and this is why I hope with NIL, and I know I'm wishing in one hand and you know what in the other, I wish that there could be some sort of an agreement because there can be development. Because I do. You get guys going from one place to the other. You can't develop the rivalries because they are going to so many different places. You look at a place like Duke, the history of the guys that are just reviled who have played there over the last 40, 50 years now, it seems. You don't get to have that opportunity as much. And I think that that's taken it away because guys don't stay as long. And you're having a lesser brand of basketball because they're playing at so much a younger level. All right, I got the first half of my Final Four in here. I got St. John's and the Fighting Patinos.
I am rooting for them, so I guess I'm not rooting for all underdogs. I am rooting for
St. John's. Why
are
you rooting for Patino? Because it's a name you know, it's a name you trust.
Yeah, but you know what? That's what's funny about this tournament. Izzo has got Michigan State humming along. You've got, Kelvin Sampson again? Dan Wetzel had a piece about all the old coaches who, while everybody in college is saying, can't coach them, can't do this, I'm out of here, I'm leaving. These college coaches that have been around forever are the ones that have really good teams.
I got St. John's and Michigan State. On the left side of the bracket.
All right. Maybe you're going to get me to sign to actually fill this out.
Fill it out. Have some fun, you bastard.
I'm a little disappointed that you won't at least just do one to see where you stack up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the fun of it here. I got, so far in the East, I got Duke and Bama, and I got Purdue, and I think I'm going to put, I like the Kentucky coach. Because Matt Jones and I follow each other down in the Kentucky Sports Radio. I think we follow all of each other here, right? And I like it. I like the cut of his jib. I've seen about 1.5 Kentucky games this year. And there you go. I think I'm gonna put Kentucky in the Final Four.
They had that show on Netflix about wrestling.
I picked Matt Painter and the Purdue Boilermakers 1 year to win it all, just because I liked Matt Painter and he was really nice when he came on the air. And he did it 2 years in a row. He came on, and then I picked him to win it, and they lost in the first round.
The beauty of the tournament, Ken.
Beauty of the tournament. It's fantastic. Have you changed your mind about the stadium? A lot of bluster going on right now, buddy.
So I said earlier in the show, I think you should want this to get contentious. I think you,
why is that?
As a taxpayer, as a Browns fan, you should want these two sides to battle it out, and in public, since you know all the stuff behind the scenes. I mean, remember, it's not like we were ever involved in any public hearings. It's not like the public or the taxpayers have ever had any say on this whatsoever. So now you're to the stage where all of this stuff generally happens, which is some controversy, some people looking for camera attention, some politicians that, you know, now want to air this out in public. Because let's be honest, the Browns have kind of done this on their own throughout, right? Have they not? Have they not kind of developed these plans? They've been meeting with the governor. They've had, you know, all of this kind of mapped out the way that they were going to do this. And now the city is upset. Certain people in the county are upset. Certain people in the county are happy because it is staying in the county. And I think you should want a lot of this to be fought in public. You should want some pandering to the public to happen because it's a negotiation. Why would anybody in Northeast Ohio...
There's some pandering going on.
Why would you, if you're in Northeast Ohio, why would you want the Haslams to just get the deal that they want? Wouldn't you want them to fight this out?
I want to know if
anybody... for a negotiation to take place?
Tell me now, have any of you changed your mind over these last... How long have we been really talking about this? 6 months? I mean, really getting into the nitty-gritty. 6 months? I mean, there's a new story every day. If you were pro-dome, are you anti-dome now? If you were pro, keep them in downtown, keep them along the lakefront, open air, just redo the stadium.
Yeah,
Have you changed your mind?
No, I haven't changed my mind at all.
Well, I haven't changed my mind either, but I think that you and I, we don't know everything, but you and I are privy to a few things that we found out before any of this really started publicly, are we not? Because I know that the mayor has come out and Chris Ornain have come out these last couple of days swinging, and the Browns put their video out and they put their letter out from Dave Jenkins a couple of days ago. So then the mayor allowed me to retort, if you will. But it still doesn't change it to me and my belief wholeheartedly that all this was done basically for appearance on the city side. I do not believe the city has wanted them downtown.
Yeah,
years ago.
I'm with you.
And from everything that I've gathered over these last, it's been going on now, 7 years? How long has the mayor been in office? 4 years now?
Jeez.
I don't think that they have ever really been interested, but I do think that he would like to run for another office. And I've said this on many shows before. I do think he would like to run for office of another higher standing someday. And I don't think he wants it to be used against him that he's the mayor who left the Browns leave downtown Cleveland. I don't think that really works politically for him, and I think he's trying to do something.
Even though I think it could be actually better for the region if it left downtown Cleveland.
Like one night, there was a show in like 2012, the winter of 2012, just starting out that year, and something about the stadium was already being brought up then. And I spent an evening talking about, like, you know, Burke Lakefront Airport. It's an airport that's very exclusive that not a lot of people get to use. It's right there in the lakefront. We can do so much. There's so much development. Damn it, if they're going to do something, they need to build shops and retail shops and retail the same thing. Retail and business and infrastructure. Apartments and maybe a new stadium there. They should do it right there. And the next day, it was that ain't happening. That is for the movers and groovers of the area. They park their jets there. They fly out of there. That place ain't going anywhere. It's been there for 50 years, and it's going to be there even longer. You are wasting your time, Ken. And then all of a sudden, a couple of months ago, oh, yeah, we can get rid of Burke Lakefront Airport. We'll go out and we'll talk to
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The people out in D.C. about getting rid of Burke Lakefront Airport.
It was just about how long it was going to take, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the big problem?
Where did this come from? Where did this come from? Because I was told literally by people it was a waste of my time and a waste of time to tell the listeners about Burke Lakefront Airport property that could be taken and used for something better. Now all of a sudden that's changed, even though I know or firmly have been told that they were never really interested in keeping the Browns.
Here's what I don't understand. I saw people going after Bibb yesterday, and I saw a bunch of Daryl's tweets yesterday, and this is not what I'm about to say is not a commentary on whether I think, you know, they're doing a great job or whatever, you know, when it comes to this city and some of the issues. My God, we lost our tailgate down on West 6 and Barlow. I hate that. I hate that we lost the tailgate. That's an abomination. That's ridiculous. So I'm not happy with everything that's going on in the city. However, I'm going to be clear here. As taxpayers, don't we want the Haslams to pay the most amount of money possible for whatever development?
Imagine.
Since they're going to get the rewards out of they're going to get all of the benefits of that, right? Do we all agree? Does anybody disagree with that? So why wouldn't you want the mayor and people within the county, why wouldn't you want them to be doing everything they can to leverage whatever they have? Why wouldn't you want them to negotiate?
That's absolutely
fair. Do you want the city to just get walked over? I don't understand who is for that.
Well, I would want
someone's going to have to explain that to me.
I'm steadfast as well. Like there's a few things that you almost never want to bring it up anymore because I'm still believing the same things. None of this has changed my belief over these last. Ever since we first heard about it 7 years ago, really. Nothing has changed my belief over any of this. I did not believe the city wanted him there. Okay, I've discussed that. I've never said once that it's going to be this great big raising of Cleveland and this great big raising of the area there's been study after study after study that people would print out and
show
beat
the
me over the head
yeah.
with it that show the opposite on that. And I, the third thing I've always been steadfast off, yes, I'd like the region to have a piece of the pie. I don't want any owner to own a building exclusively in an area. I would like I'd like a cut of that as much as I can. Now, I wouldn't want to pay the whole freight of it. Wouldn't want to do that. I don't even think I'd want half of it. I'd want something out of it if I were one of them. So the city and the area can hold events.
Yeah, you'd love what happened in Minnesota where it's already paid off.
But there's also massive upkeep charges on that, which it's part of doing business. I understand it's a massive building. It's a modern building. And when you have a lot of modern amenities, it takes a lot of modern things to work on those things. I get that. But I also don't want it to reach, when you bring up Minnesota, I don't want it to reach that level. I don't think it will, but I don't even want to toy with the notion because Ziggy Wilf got on a plane, whether it was performative or not, Ziggy Wilf got on a plane acting like he was going to Los Angeles to go see what was going up with city officials there. And that scared the bejesus out of everybody. I mean, they lost the North Stars up there. There had been conversations about moving the Twins before they built Target Field. I wouldn't want to mess with any of that type of thing. I don't want to do that. Because I'll tell you what, when it comes to stadiums and stuff like that, and this is something that I think that the area should be proud of, I don't know, you see what the A's are going through. You see what the Tampa Bay Rays are going through. They just had another deal fall right out from the bottom. You have people calling officials all sorts of names publicly in the book, for the record. I see what they've done with Progressive Field. I go, man, this stadium is not young. And it's beautiful. Yeah. And it was in good shape before they did the renovation.
I'm just saying, if anybody is irritated about the city's stance, because there was news yesterday, the mayor came out and his office completely ripped the Haslams. They called this a scheme. I mean, they used the term scheme, Kenny, in that statement. And I saw people that were
who used that term again?
Bib, and they
yeah, that's a
listen. That's very contentious. Good,
that's a word.
And I'm going to say it should be contentious. Why would you want the city to get walked over on anything? Why would anybody? Who does that benefit? So, I think it should. In the end, I do think the Haslams are going to pay a lot of money, and they've been touting the numbers that they are going to pitch more money than almost any other owner has in the history of American sports. Good. I love that. Why not ask him to pitch more? Where do you lose in that scenario? So someone's going to have to explain to me why they were so upset about the city and their statement yesterday.
216-474-0092. So have you changed your mind if you were pro or anti-Dome Stadium?
No, I haven't changed my mind at all.
And I'm asking the people that. Have they changed their mind? I am still, I'd like to be... The ticket prices are never going to come down, guys. I'd rather you be comfortable while you're in the stadium. Might as well be able to take your jacket off in January. Let me get to Keith and Aurora. Keith, you're first up on the... Aurora, congratulations on all your success, city.
Yes, absolutely.
Keith, congratulations on all your success. You're next up on the fan.
Oh, thanks. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I just wanted to say, Anthony brought up the point, you know, shouldn't we want the Haslams to pay the most amount of money? The reason the Haslams are offering, you know, over $1 billion for the Dome, but not for the lakefront, is because if they get the Dome, then it's the new stadium, and they recover that $1 billion almost immediately with the personal seat licenses. The Haslam's worst-case scenario is having to kick in money for the lakefront, which they don't own. They can't really develop all the area around it. You know, the Haslams want to do, like, Patriot Place up in Foxborough, mm-hmm. where they just collect all the rent from all the shops and restaurants and whatnot. So their worst case scenario is staying on the lake. They're just hoping to have their own money factory down there in Brook Park.
Well, parking too, right? I mean, they will be able to get full parking, which they can't do right now. So I don't disagree with anything you said. I do think when it comes to PSLs, like,
thank you, Keith.
I struggle when I saw what they were going to charge in Buffalo. I struggle to see Clevelanders having that kind of money, and the Bills are.
But I struggle with seeing people. No offense to people in Buffalo. I struggle with people in Buffalo having that kind of
but
money.
But there is one big difference.
What's that?
They're winning in Buffalo, and I do think that matters. I do think that matters right now. I have heard more people say they are turning in their season tickets now, whether they're actually doing it. But I have heard more people tell me that them and their friends have turned in their season tickets, and I don't know. I've always heard there's a wait list for Browns season tickets. Can anybody verify that? Because I haven't really, I don't think it'd be hard to get season tickets right now for the Browns. So I'm just saying that Buffalo, it's easier to get PSLs for a winner for when you have a quarterback. I do think that is the case. And when I saw some of the prices in Buffalo, up to, depending on where your seats were, up to $50,000. I mean, we're talking country club memberships. Like, who has that? Who has that in Cleveland in addition to everything else people are paying for right now?
There have that in Cleveland. There are people who have it. Are they willing to spend it on that?
But the people,
that's what you're arguing.
But the 537 boys, they have money for a PSL right now. They're willing to pay for a PSL.
I know a couple of the 537 boys. They do very well for themselves.
And ask them if they have additional money, because we're talking country club memberships. I mean, that's what a PSL is when it boils down to. You have to make decisions.
216-474-0092. I think the winning aspect of it has a lot to do with it. The likability aspect has a lot to do with it. I mean, I know that we were talking about a workout video yesterday that came out. I'm going, oh gosh, you put him on the field. I know what Baskin said, and I go, you put him on the field, you better hope it's a road game. I'm sorry. Like, that matters. Some of that stuff matters.
And can I ask another thing? There is another difference, Buffalo. Like, we already lost our team. Buffalo, I think their fans had been very nervous with the Pegula situation, whether or not they would just up and leave. Remember, they were talking about Toronto.
Well, because they
were talking about playing games elsewhere. I think now, because have the Modell law, I do think fans here are not as concerned about the team actually moving again. Buffalo, they were scared you-know-what-less.
The Toronto thing, I want to know, was that before Pegula? Because the Pegulas bought that fairly recent. And I want to know if it's before that. And plus, there is a good and bad there where, you know, every person in Buffalo that I know, they say great things about the Bills, but I think they're always worried about the Bills because of how bad the Sabres have been. And they own both those teams. The Sabres have been a mess. I don't know much about hockey, but I know anybody who I've talked to in Buffalo, and I know a lot of people over there, they say it's an absolute mess. And so I think it does kind of scare them in some way.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, Kenny, your kids, or at least one of them's potentially old enough to have a visitor. Is that the case?
I don't know if he is or not. I only caught half the conversation, and I went, well, why not? So he's got a special friend. I'm going to not say her name. So if I accidentally say the girl's name, don't play it. Just dump me, because I want to keep
just
everybody.
Give us a fake name, and we'll say that.
Jolene.
Okay.
See, now I'm going to call her by that, just his special friend. So Jolene, he's been, I don't know what little kids do. I've never taken it too seriously. And because I haven't taken it too seriously, like my friends, we were over in Youngstown last week, and my friends and Liz were talking about it, and he wants this special friend. Apparently he asked this special friend if she could come over and hang out, play video games, whatever they do. I've never taken anything too seriously, so I said, yeah, I don't care about that. And Liz goes, are you nuts? I go, no, what's that got to do with the price of it? Am I nuts? They're like 10 years old. And then Lima had said something where he goes, well, 10 years old, you remembered some girl you saw when you were 10 years old?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember it was obviously...
Lima scared me straight.
Very, very innocent, kind of hanging out. Was not a sleepover, I do not think, with other kids. Like, it wasn't, because we had those too. Yeah, we had the group deal when we were young.
Okay.
But this was just, we were all hanging out all day and then outside during the summer. And then I was over there and, you know, totally PG, innocent stuff. Just friends and fun, and parents were involved. You know, there was certainly... observation going on.
What if mom and dad, he doesn't come from good stock?
You're right. That's probably
the father.
That's exactly
your mother
what was
saying. I'll never say anything bad about your mother.
Yeah, but I think there absolutely were parents there, and there was nothing to worry about.
You didn't say the same thing to me off the air a couple days ago.
Oh, I said there were things kids do.
You used
like
a
kids.
Weird word, but that see, I went, no.
I don't think that's weird for kids. Kids, there's...
The word you used creeped me out.
Oh, okay.
You remember the word?
Yeah.
Say it.
It's tickling.
My God. I don't know. No, that word in itself. So am I wrong?
We used to go blow raspberries. No. So here's where it differs, Ken.
What?
You're the father of a boy, and you have no daughters.
That's
so
right.
You don't. I'm on both sides of the aisle. I stand bipartisan.
Liz was a staunch no.
I think moms are more no for their little boys than dads are. And I do think dads are way more no's for girls than moms are.
But I just think, like, if he were 16, I don't know about all that.
Because I've never had this situation with my boys, but I have with my girls, where they are like, we're going to go over to so-and-so's house, and I'm like, what are you doing there? Well, my friend who likes this boy, and he's going there, and we're all going together, and we drop them off, and we talk to the parents for a few minutes, and then they come back, and I'm like, what'd you do? And they're like, we played air hockey.
Yeah.
We went, you know.
That's nice. That's a nice, clean activity.
We did things like, you know, group activities, and then the boys wanted to play Madden, so we just sat there.
So should I just,
and those type of things.
So let me ask you this, because you got older kids too. Should I have this discussion with Liz? Because it was like a non-starter.
I understand where she's coming from. Well, so the difference too is when you're hosting, like we hosted one of these events one time, and I was definitely trying to be the father that gave space, but also keep my eye on things, right? And you have to do that. And if you get caught being the gawker dad, it's definitely ruins their experience.
Really?
And you don't want to, I mean, if you're going to okay this, you don't want to be the one that ruins the experience.
I don't think,
right?
I felt I'd be much more paranoid at a later age.
If it's the wrong time of the year, it's getting close though. It's much easier to accomplish if it's just an out, like we're having, you're cooking burgers and you have been very open about how you and your neighbors spend the whole day outside during when it's warmer, you know? So I don't think there's anything wrong with the outside warmer setting where everybody's, you know, playing some pickup baseball or, you know, throwing a football or whatever, and them coming over with all that. It's a little different when they go, they want to play Fortnite together, but then the only way to accomplish that is in a room away from everyone else.
I just assume all this little silliness will end at the end of the school year.
That's the one thing my kids, because he's how old?
He's 9.
Yeah, my kids have talked about, and even they're like, oh, we're dating. I'm like, no, you're not. You don't go anywhere. dating.
Yeah, what do you even call it?
That might be your friend that you like. You're not doing any of that. I go, maybe they're FaceTiming. That's as close as
I've never met the young lady. I don't even know what she looks like. I assume
she looks like a Jolene.
A nice young lady, yeah. I have no idea.
But I guess what? Liz wouldn't be for it even if there was constant supervision?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think she wants to be affected with the constant supervision. I frankly think that it's her boy and she doesn't want to have to think about him growing up in that.
That's part of it too. Cats not cradle stuff.
Frankly, I think that's part of it. Because I mean, I'm not trying to be Joe Kennedy over here. Like I respect other people's children, and so I don't care if he's is my roof, my rules. So even if he's 18 years old, I'm not necessarily down with allowing privacy. If that makes any sense. I don't think I'm down with that right now.
I agree.
Yeah, I just figured.
Okay, he agrees with me. So
I just figured if they're just playing video games, but they're doing it in the family room or whatever.
Playing the video games in the family room.
Like then, I mean, what's really the big deal there? But I understand where Liz's head goes to for sure. So she's just going to win out in this argument, right?
She, like
you're not going to talk her out.
Now, the only thing that I would not. Don't do it if you're going to let them play games in the family room and then you're sitting there like a hawk in the corner the whole time.
I think that's what I would do.
But maybe if that's the case, then that would be the end of your son even wanting to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't ruin the experience for him.
Okay, so no, not allowed then.
And maybe that's the reason why, because you might become the bad guy on that. You know,
I don't want to be the bad guy. I don't want to be the bad guy to the young lady. I don't know her. For all I know, she's a saint.
Right.
He's young. I don't know. For all I know, she's going to be a saint. There you go. I don't know about any of this. Okay, so we're saying no. I'm agreeing with Liz. We're saying no.
We're saying no.
All right. Lima, we're saying no.
Yeah, I mean, if Liz is that dead set against it, you're fighting a losing battle anyway, it sounds like.
Like if your little one was nine and wanted to be on the other end of,
you'd say no. Jolene.
Yeah. Well,
You'd have to stay over at that house too?
Yeah, that's the thing. I think there does have to be constant supervision. There has to be constant check-ins.
I can only drink so much coffee with perfect strangers in my own house, so I don't want that either.
Got other things that are brown that you can drink with perfect strangers. And
yeah.
You have a good time.
Yeah, but I'll go to a bar for that. And kids, no, they're too young to be in a bar. Unless they're coming in going, Dad, Mom wants you to come home. Then that's another thing.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.